Boopers. I'm Cher McAnally, head of entertainment at Tumblr and year-round fool.
And I'm Lauren Shippen, professional writer who hates all April Fool's pranks except for the ones that Tumblr does.
And this is Dashboard Diaries and April Fool's. I'm actually Lauren.
And I'm actually Cher. And this is a podcast for you, the folks who are in this internet bunker with us. We talk about what's going on our favorite hell site, get into what we like to call Tumblr, do fandom deep dives, and share the times when we've gone feral over a new ship. So, Lauren, what has your last month on Tumblr been like? What's been afoot?
Oh, gosh. It's been wonderful. We're gonna talk about it in depth, but like I just had so much fun with the boopometer or whatever. Mm-hmm. I did it on like, you know, both of my blogs, like my like Lauren Shippen blog and then also like my, you know, personal one. And the Lauren Shippen blog in terms of boops received, just like it kept maxing out and
oh my
kept
gosh.
Like it just different. It was like OMG or please or help or like the number of boops received. And I've got my little boop badge now. I wasn't able to send too many just because I had to, you know, do my work. But it was so much fun. And then I'll be talking about this more later in my feels corner because I have so many feels about it. But just like the 911 fandom has been having a moment over the last couple of weeks. And I have really, really been enjoying that. Although I have stayed off of Tumblr for like basically the last like 5 days because I haven't watched the most recent 911 episode because I was in Texas for the eclipse. And that was unbelievably cool. Like, this is not about my last month on Tumblr. This is just about my last, like, you know, month as a human being
in life.
But yeah, me and my partner went to, he's from Texas originally, so we went and stayed with his family and we saw the totality, and like the weather literally cleared for like the moment of the totality. We got a perfect view. It was unreal. Like, I see why people fly around the world chasing total eclipses because it was so cool. Yeah, just the majesty of the universe is really something to behold. So that's where I'm at. I'm grooving along. How about you?
So you're just, you know, amazed at the universe in which we live and trying to avoid 911 spoilers.
Yes, exactly.
Which, you know, we contain multitudes.
We really do.
And that I can't believe you saw the totality. That is incredible. I'm
it was
very jealous.
It's like genuinely wild. And the things that they say of like the temperature dropping and the crickets starting up and the birds going nuts and all that kind of, it all happened.
Yeah.
And then like the moment that you look up at it without the glasses is just like, it feels like all of a sudden you're like in like a Star Wars movie or something. Like, it looks like something out of like a sci-fi movie. It's crazy. Did you see it in New York? Because you guys got like 90%, right?
Yeah, we got 90%. So I went and sat out in my backyard for
That's
like an hour
awesome.
And I'd forgotten to get eclipse glasses until the day before, but I was like, I must do this. And so I just Googled eclipse glasses Brooklyn and I was able to order them from 7-Eleven on DoorDash.
Oh my God,
and so
incredible.
I had a very, that like, this is not an ad for DoorDash, but it could be if you want to pay us DoorDash.
Yeah, please.
I had a very confused man like drive up to my house with just, I ordered like, I was like, it'd be weird to just order the glasses, right? So I also ordered Doritos. Also Doritos if you want to pay us.
Official sponsor of the eclipse.
So yeah, so I was there watching the eclipse with my DoorDash purchase glasses, eating my TM Doritos TM. but no, it was like, it was truly amazing. Like I ordered two pairs just to like be safe.
Yeah.
Not to wear two at once because I don't know if I would have even been able to see anything.
Sure,
but
yeah.
I tried to use one of them to like shade my glasses, my phone, so that I could take some photos with my phone. I'm not a photographer. I don't think I'll ever be in the photography space based on the photos that I got, but I will. I did post one on my Tumblr, so I will.
Oh.
We can reblog it to Dashboard Diaries. I think it really shows the majesty of the universe. And also just so you can really see, I'll just drop it in here right now.
Please,
because
please.
I feel like you need to, you know, like you saw totality, but you know, this is what I saw. So like, you know, I mean,
who's
potato,
really winning?
Potato. Yeah.
Wait. Oh, there it is. Okay. Perfect. Incredible picture. Absolutely
Thank
outstanding.
You very much.
I
really do, and you, yeah.
I had also had a really hard time. Like I you know, took a photo, yeah, without glasses and everything during the totality, and like it's just impossible to to see anything, right? Like, it's just, yeah. You can't do it. But then on Tumblr, I saw everyone was like, it's amazing to see everybody's eclipse photos and stuff, but like nothing will ever beat the one from 2017 of the eclipse over the Waffle House. I don't know if you saw this.
I'll find it and reblog it.
It's genuinely very good.
Oh my God. I love that. What a beautiful world in which we live, you know?
With eclipses and Waffle Houses.
When we went from being single amoeba organisms, single cell organisms to crawling out of the water, who knew that one day we would be taking photos of an eclipse over a Waffle House, you know, just... That's where all of evolution was leading.
Absolutely. Once again, the majesty of the universe.
The majesty of the universe, the majesty of Waffle House. We did a special eclipse badge.
I missed that entirely.
Yeah. It was though we have a phases of the moon badge. Mm. So we did a special just for the day eclipse badge, and we partnered with NASA and did a little eclipse email, today on Tumblr, collab email. And also, I don't know if you saw, but NASA did Do You Love the Colors of the Sun?
Oh my God, no, I did not see this. That's amazing.
Post showing, yeah, they did it leading in the week, I believe in the week or two leading up to the eclipse.
That's incredible.
Which was very exciting. I've been pitching a Do You Love the Color of the Universe post forever, and I'm so excited that we are...
You're getting there.
We're getting there. We got one little chunk.
This is great.
My last month on Tumblr is very similar to your last month on Tumblr, minus the 911, which I feel like is a show that I do need to get into because I love a procedural? Is that what they're calling?
Well, yeah. It's so funny because after the thing that happened and that happened 2 weeks ago happened, that was the worst sentence in the world. It could be viewed as a ship thing. Do you care about being spoiled?
Nah.
Okay. Spoil me. So major spoilers for 911 episode 4 of season 7. It's their 100th episode, right? Their 100th episode of all time.
Okay.
And Evan Buckley, who's my favorite character and who he is the character who I most want to my friend was you are always at your sicko window with Buck. Do you know the meme, right? Of the guy at the window sicko going, yes, yes. Yes.
Always at your sicko window. Oh my God.
I'm always in my second window with Buck because he is just he's a golden retriever of a person who's just constantly being pummeled into the ground. He gets caught in a tsunami. He gets crushed by a ladder truck. He gets struck by lightning. Can't catch a break. But I love to watch him suffer. I really love to watch him suffer. And also I just think he's just a really beautiful character. His growth from season 1, where he's kind of this playboy womanizer, immature bro, to this guy who's very earnest and sweet and just wants to be loved and is a great friend to the people around him and a great brother and all this kind of stuff. It's just a really nice arc. And he is now, then this is the big spoiler, canonically bisexual. And it was just, again, I'm going to talk about this more in the feels corner. But the thing I was going to say is, so I was I spent 40 minutes texting one of my fandom friends, Molly, afterwards, just being let me tell you everything that just happened in this episode. I recounted beat for beat the episode. And she has to hear about me talking about the show all the time for various reasons because I love it. But I actually she was okay, now I'm curious. I want to go watch the episode. And then she watched the episode and then she started watching season 1. And she was Lauren, why have people been lying to me and saying that this is a procedural? It is just a character drama. And I'm I know. It's a procedural in the way that Grey's Anatomy is a procedural, it's not, right?
My favorite flavor of procedural.
Exactly.
There's not procedural elements,
right? Every episode they have a couple of different calls that they go to, a couple different rescues, things like that, or one big rescue usually in the sort of premieres and finales. But it's just about character arcs and found family and all the characters are so great. And so she has now gone deep in on the show in a way that I'm victory at last. I finally converted a real life friend to 911. So you're next, Cher.
I'm on the next on the list. Well, also the play-by-play that you said you texted her, why don't you just post that? Please do.
I did screenshot it and send it to another friend of mine.
The people need to see. So you're essentially just reblogging yourself.
Yeah.
Within text, which I do all the time.
Absolutely. I've derailed us from the point entirely.
But I'm all here for it. Should we, like, it's like part two will be April Fool's. This is now the 911 episode.
Well, we are going to, so someone reminded me, someone asked on my, like, sent me a Tumblr ask being like, I know you said that you weren't going to do, that you would do a 911 episode if Buddy went canon, which I don't remember saying, but I believe that we said that. But are you going to talk about the, and I was like, oh yeah, we'll definitely talk about it. It'll be my feels corner for sure. Because like, I genuinely was emotional about it. But like now also like, this seems increasingly possible. So
I think,
more to come.
more to come of that. And I was like, we could do it for our like pitching each other shows once. And I'm like, but it's not an underrated show. It's like the number one show on Tumblr. It would be pitching me directly a show, but no one else, because everyone else is watching it. The most specific podcast you've ever heard. Is this a conversation between two people that should stay between two people? No. Everyone needs to hear why I specifically should watch this show.
Yes, exactly.
So, April Fools. I am so excited to talk about April Fools on Tumblr. My first question for you, Lauren, is, so you've been on Tumblr for 15 years?
15 years. Yep.
So you have experienced all the April Fools and all the, I don't know, there are also like, I feel like a lot of community like related April Fools moments and things tied in as well. So what is your first memory of April Fools on Tumblr?
I mean, I think my first, it's so funny because I was trying to think after the boopometer and the booping this April Fools, which do you want to actually briefly explain what this April Fools was?
Lauren, I would love to explain what this April Fools was. It was very, very complicated. It was really like in depth, like multi-layered.
Lots of lore.
So much lore built in, you know, really in a, if you know, you know, kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And what it featured was a button at the top of your dashboard that said boop. Mm-hmm. And if you activated the boop, then you could go ahead and boop other people's accounts and you yourself could be booped. And you're just trying to get as many boops as possible or boop as many people as you wanted. And that was literally it. That was it. Was it really it? Because it wasn't, because it never is on Tumblr. There were some other types of boops because you can't, you know, we can't be tamed. We can't be like contained to a single boop flavor. So there was, of course, the normal boop. There was also the self boop. In case you wanted to boop yourself, there was the super boop. Mm-hmm. That was it's like a boop, but super. And then there were some additional, we added some more boops, halfway through the day. There were a couple of games. My favorite was the evil boop.
I did get evil boop.
The evil boop. And also there was the cat boop. So like, like the nose boop. So there were all types of boops, and I do have some numbers for you as well. If you want to know how many boops were booped.
Love to know.
So out of the total amount of boops, including all the different boop types, was 142.5 million boops were sent.
Incredible.
In 24 hours. Yeah. 119.2 million normal boops, 12.6 million self boops, and we love a community that boops themselves.
A lot of boop laundering.
Of boop laundering. Yep.
Yeah.
When I discovered the ability to boop launder, I did. I took advantage. We can't build it. Like, look, we're doing what we can in this economy.
You got to game the system.
You know, like, look, it's boop, eat, boop on Boop Street. You know, there were 2.1 million super boops and then 695,800 mischievous boops and 7.9 million cat boops.
Wow.
So, you know, like, only not even a million evil boops. People, like, what a positive, kind booping community. Yeah. We love to see it. So, yeah, this was a very fun April Fools.
It was really fun.
I will say, I think those are some of the biggest, like, our April Fools numbers are always
bonkers.
Ridiculous. Yeah. They're always bonkers. They're always boopers. They're ridiculous billions. And this one, I think, was like some of the highest I've seen in my 10-year, literally, of working at Tumblr.
So last year, I know, speaking of metrics, I think there were like 5 million crabs or 50 million crabs. It's one of our episode titles.
There were 25 million crabs summoned.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, 25 million crabs sent. And,
so and that was 2022.
That was 2022.
Oh yeah, my gosh, 2023 right. was the post-reaction emojis. So there was like a caterpillar post-reaction you could do, like a cheese, and then there was a crab reaction, which what I do have the numbers.
What was I doing last April Fool's? I feel like I was like not on Tumblr that day, which is, you know, the 14 days a year I'm not on Tumblr all day.
you weren't cheezing people's posts?
No,
I wasn't. Caterpillaring people? Wow.
I wasn't. It's so funny. Oh my gosh. It's like, I remember, yeah, I remember the crabs. I remember the copy. But the one that like stands out is sort of the first one, the first sort of April Fool's event, I guess I should say, on Tumblr is, I think, an unofficial event, which was the Mishapocalypse.
Yeah.
Cher, were you around for the Mishapocalypse on Tumblr?
I was not around for the Mishapocalypse on Tumblr. Well, I was on Tumblr. I had a Tumblr.
At Tumblr.
But I was not at Tumblr. I started later that year, which would make so much sense that Mishapocalypse was 2013. I started at Tumblr in 2014.
Okay.
So I missed the Mishapocalypse, and I also was on the wrong side of Tumblr to experience it. I was super active on Tumblr and did not see it come past my dashboard and would not know who this man was. At like the 2013 me would have been like, who is this? If he even came by my dashboard, which is just wild to think about now. You witnessed Mishapocalypse firsthand.
I witnessed it. And what's so funny too is that like, and I don't know that I would ever actually say this to Misha, but like, I barely knew who he was. Like, which is so funny because now he's like, now anytime he crosses my dash, which is not infrequently, I'm like, oh yeah, there's my coworker Misha.
There's that guy.
whose number I have. You know, like it's just such a funny thing. I also just realized I should change his contact photo in my phone to the photo for the Mishapocalypse.
You simply must.
I simply must. So there is this photo of Misha Collins that if you, I have no idea the origin of the photo actually, but if you have spent any time on the fandom side of Tumblr, you've seen this photo because a lot of people have it as their icon over like various backgrounds, but it's a very like blank faced Misha, which is so funny because he's such an expressive guy, just sort of staring like dead-eyed into the camera. Like, I have to assume he was doing a bit. Like, I don't know where the photo came from. Do you know?
It's from Comic-Con. It was recorded during a Comic-Con panel.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
And so I haven't seen the panel, so I've just seen the photo with like the Comic-Con panel and branding around it. So I feel like he was definitely,
he was like doing a bit.
A bit.
And it's like not super like high res. It makes sense that it came from like probably like a screenshot of a panel, right? And for somehow, I don't know how it was organized because, like, again, like, I was in 2013, I was not in the Supernatural fandom. Like, I was aware that Supernatural existed because that was in my final year of college in April of 2013. And I had some friends in college who watched it, but, like, I had never seen an episode. I was really starting to dip my toes into the Tumblr side of, or into, sorry, I was really starting to dip my toes into the fandom side of Tumblr. So I had not, like, gone deep and on sort of, like, that was like Super Hulock was definitely happening in 2013. And in some ways, like 2012 was really the height of Super Hulock. But that like Supernatural was to me like part of Super Hulock. Like it was not a really distinct entity yet.
Yeah.
And then April 1st, all of a sudden, everybody on my dash, or basically everybody on my dash, had changed their avatar to this photo of Misha Collins. And it was the Mishapocalypse. And it was like, it just like, you could not escape this photo. It was everybody's avatar. People were posting it everywhere. Like, it was just a dashboard takeover. And I don't know, do you know anything about like who organized that or how it got organized? Like, is it just one of those like things about that's like Tumblr lore, like when it just happened?
I honestly think I have no idea of the origin of like the first post. It really, I do think it is, just Tumblr lore that just like it sprung up just one day magically. And please, if someone knows the post or the user who started the Mishapocalypse,
tell us.
We would love to give them credit and also speak to them.
Yes, please.
But yes, and I don't know, make like a trophy of some sort, like a Mishapocalypse. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever, you know, Taskmaster?
Yes.
Like, I was about to ask if you watched it. I was like, I know you did a birthday. Yeah, the golden head. Like, I think, like, if we did a Misha version of that. Perfect. Yeah, right?
Perfect.
Call it the Dash Master.
The Dash Master. I'm putting a little pin bookmark in that because I want to make that a thing somehow.
Let's circle back.
Let's circle back to that. But okay, so that was 2013. So then presumably Tumblr was not doing official April Fool's things in 2013. Yeah. So when did that begin for Tumblr?
It was 2014.
Okay.
And it makes so much sense now. Like, it's all clicking for me why 2014 was the first one and why the 2014 April Fool's joke was what it was.
What was it?
We added top hats onto the onto people's profile photos.
The top hats. I forgot about the top hats. That was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so that was definitely a direct reaction to Meshapocalypse, where, like, everyone changed their profile photos or, like, did something. So it's like, why not put top hats on it?
Wow.
And then, yeah. So that was the first official Tumblr April Fool's.
That's
And I know that
wild.
That Danny Phantom does a similar to Meshapocalypse April Fool's thing with changing their profile photos to a Danny Phantom photo. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I am so, like, not even adjacent to the Danny fandom that I've never seen that. That's amazing.
I also just love it's called Dannypocalypse.
Dannypocalypse.
And it is exactly what you think, where everyone in the Danny fandom changed their profile photo to a photo of Danny Phantom. Like,
I love that. Okay, so it's been 10 years of Tumblr April Fools. Like, what have they
it has been 10
like,
years.
Can you take us through the journey of this decade?
Lauren, I would love nothing more. Let's go on a little scroll down the dashboard, if you will. I know I've said that pun before, but it's just one of my favorites.
It's always good.
So anyway, okay. So 2014, Tumblr Pro is what it was called. Everyone got their top hats. 2015 was the Tumblr Executive Suite, and that was
Copy
of Copy Fame, the Tumblr official mascot, who sadly, you know, passed on to the technical realm. I don't know. At the end of the day, 2016 was the lizard election. That's
the
where
lizard
four,
election.
Four yeah animated lizards competed to win, you know, the hearts and minds of Tumblr. And we
good.
Did actually hire like a commentator to like host like a kind of fake like update news show. Like, it was called Decision 2016. And we also added a post type feature that allowed you to make your own, campaign posters for whoever, you were supporting in the lizard election.
That's awesome.
Which works actually ties in really well when we do our dashboard confessionals, because
Ooh.
I did include some of my campaign content.
I'm excited.
2017 was Horse Plinko. You got a digital horse.
Yep. God, Horse Plinko is all the way back in 2017.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I'm trying to remember now. Did 2017 you just got a digital horse, and then Horse Plinko started later because of the digital horse?
No,
it was Horse Plinko, because
I
remember
right.
playing it on my dashboard.
There was an official dashboard Horse Plinko for sure.
It's wild to me that, because I'm like, I've worked here this whole time, I should remember, but they all like, I'm like, I know we added the Horse Plinko, but there have been so many, creations come from Hack Day projects. So a lot of the time I'm like, seen that, I've played that, and like the tester also
right.
If you go into your settings and turn on Tumblr Labs, you too can play with Hack Day projects ever so often.
I didn't know that was a feature in Tumblr Labs, because I have Tumblr Labs turned on. I love the Q 2.0. It saves my life.
That was Q 2.0 was a Hack Day project.
Awesome.
The Reblog Tree was a Hack Day project as well.
Tree.
One of my favorite. 2017, you got a horse, so Horse Plinko. 2018 was Tumblr Coin, Tumblr cryptocurrency.
Perfect.
So everyone could trade for the day, which, you know, I feel like Boop was, you know, the new iteration, I guess.
Absolutely.
Almost. 2019 was Tumblr Memories, and so we like, you could like create fake memories. It said you posted this or you reblogged this on this day, but it wasn't.
Oh yeah. I do kind of remember this.
It said, yeah, like everyone had different memories, and it put you and your mutuals and things into memories together that like you had nothing to do with. So
I love that.
Yeah. Which I also am like, I vaguely remember that, but oddly the fact that it's called Tumblr Memories, but it's hazy. It's hard. Yeah. I feel like I've been eternal sunshine. And then 2020 was the group chat story builder. So that one was a smaller one for obvious reasons. We just kept it we'd launched group chat at the time, which is a feature we no longer have, but
right.
there was essentially like the Tumblr bot in the group chat, like helped you and like the other users in the group chat, like you could create fake stories. Like it was like a little story building device. 2021 was an NFT adoption fair. NFT stands for non-fungible Tumblr Tumblr cryptids. So everyone got their weird Tumblr cryptids, which was also super fun. I feel like I have to go dig into my archives and grab mine too, because I definitely went wild with because it was like it would randomly generate like a weird name. It was like a weird shape with like a few different like features, and like there were definitely top hats involved.
Yes.
Then 2022 was of course Bricks Clickathon, mm-hmm. which the crabs were the most talked about moment of the day. Summoning crabs, but there was the like theme of it was essentially we'd hired a new chief like engagement officer, mm-hmm. and his job was his name was Brick, and he was a brick in a suit, and his job was to get as much engagement on Tumblr as possible. So he just added a bunch of buttons. So like all over the dashboard he succeeded. He got that engagement. Look, Brick, and he also Brick posted throughout the day. There were like Brick updates, and then I think Brick quit.
Fired or something.
Yeah, I got fired. Something happened, which I love like the narrative, like line when we do this. And then 2023 was the post reaction emojis that we were talking about, and then 24. Here we are at the Boopameter, which is like by far the most clicked, I think.
Yeah.
That we've seen. Yeah.
Oh, that's so, what's so fascinating about, and one of the things I love about this is that like, I remember some of these really, really vividly, and I think I missed others entirely. And that's what I love about this particular thing is that if you're not there on April 1st, you just aren't there, right? And it's like depending on like the day of the week that April 1st was, like I'm sure that like I was like, you know, in recording, or it was a weekend, mm-hmm. and I was out doing stuff, and like I wasn't, you know, really active on Tumblr or whatever, which I, you know, normally am pretty much like every weekday and like a lot of the weekend, let's be real. but I just love that. Like I love that you just kind of have to be there. And I feel like over the last like couple of years, it's just become more of a thing that people like anticipate, that people like look forward to, that people are like excited to see what the team is coming up with. I would love to like what is the first one that you like really remember, and what is your favorite?
The first one I really remember is definitely 2015, because I, you know, it was my first year working at Tumblr. I was an intern. And also just like, because I remember getting a top hat in 2014.
Yes.
So I guess that's the first one that like, I do remember it, but 2015 like really sticks with me. Like we would do like, have a conference room set up for the day, and everyone's like, you know, like the whole team was in there, you know, like posting and responding and like, you know, updating things as they went, adding like reactions that like things that Copy could say. So
that's,
it was really
so
fun to be kind of like a part of it. 2015 is the first one I remember. And also 2016 really sticks out, I think, too, like as just like a fun, weird, chaotic, memorable one.
I feel like I still see posts about the lizard election. Like it's loomed large in Tumblr's memory.
It really, yeah, it definitely, like, honestly, you know, Mop, you know, stayed in the community consciousness, and Deborah Wretched Tooth.
That's right. Incredible.
And then I think I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to figure out what my favorite is. I do think, well, I don't know why I'm having such a hard time deciding, because I feel like they were all like, I feel like they're just all such fun days. Like it's like the whole community mm-hmm. gets together. And so it's like, when I'm picking a favorite, I'm like, which one did I have the most fun with? But like every single like one that really stands out, they were all fantastic. But I do think that the 2015 one, the executive suite with Copy stands out to me as like my favorite, just because I think, both sentimentally and also because I just love Copy and how like Copy came back with like Tumblr top five and how like Copy has kind of like really had that staying power. Mm-hmm. And So yeah, that was, so the first one I remember and my favorite are both 2015 executive suite with our friend Coffee, who, by the way, I have an action figure of.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Is that merch the Tumblr sells?
It is merch. We have a bunch of them in like a warehouse, actually. So I should definitely, like, as part of your, I was like figuring out your birthday gift. I'm definitely going to be sending you a copy as a copy of Copy as
a
well.
A copy of Copy.
And also, I just have to show you because I'm so proud of Copy's placement in my room, in my office, on.
Oh my God, on your printer. That is on perfect. The printer. He's there to be so helpful when
he's
you're
there,
making copies.
He's, yeah, right? He's, a, look, always there. All, never takes a day off.
Never takes
what
a day
guy.
Off. Oh, what
anyway,
a guy.
So yeah, what is your favorite April Fool's? And so I guess the first one you remember would be the Mishapocalypse.
Yeah.
Which one was your favorite? And which one do you think which one were you the most actively involved in throughout the day?
I do think that the boobometer is like the most I've sort of been like actively, like very active. When I say that I've been on Tumblr for 15 years, I don't mean that like I've had like an account for 15 years. I mean like I've been on Tumblr for 15 years, right? Mm-hmm. Like I don't think a month has gone by where I haven't used Tumblr in some capacity, right? Like certainly there have been like busier times and less busy times and times where I'm more active in a particular fandom and times where I'm not. But like I have been a fairly consistent Tumblr user. But I do think that the way that I've used Tumblr has sort of like changed over mm-hmm. the years. I think especially as like, let's be honest, like other social media has like fallen by the wayside, right? Like I think for a long time, Tumblr was like a very important part of my internet diet. But because it was part of an internet diet, I hadn't like really like gone into like all of the ways to use Tumblr to its fullest, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Whereas like now I'm a person who like, has Tumblr Labs turned on and has all of the different like tabs of like, you know, what you missed and popular reblogs and all that kind of stuff turned on so I can like, you know, mix and match my dash. I obsessively queue things. Like, you know, I've got queue 2.0. Like I really like am like deep into Tumblr as like a platform.
Yeah.
Actually like using all the features that for like so many years I was like, Tumblr's working great for me. And so I don't need to dive into all these features. Now I'm like, Tumblr's working great for me. And also I can like now even customize it even more. And so I feel like because of that, like I'm more like literal active Tumblr user, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so I do think the boobometer was the one that I participated in the most. And that just like, and it's a recency bias thing too, but like just brought me so much like Tumblr joy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that Horse Plinko does stand out in my head. And thinking back on it now, like the Lizard Election also stands out. But 2016 obviously was like such like a year on social media in general. And just like, that was a real time for all of us as a nation, right?
Yeah, and like, and you know, we were in a different place in April than we were,
in December. Yeah.
And so, it kind of hurts.
It hurts
to remember the fun we had.
It hurts to think of a fun election.
It hurts to think of the fact that we were having a good time with that.
Yeah,
even though it was nice to have a good time.
It was nice to have a good time.
The
but
bad
we
time.
We all thought we were going to have a good time in November too.
Yeah,
voting, and we didn't.
We did not. No.
We did not.
And so, yeah, I think like that really does prevent me from saying like that was my favorite. Like, or like. A top one, even though it was so memorable and so much fun, because it was swiftly overshadowed.
Whereas I do think that like April of 2017, you know, was like also a time, right? Like, I mean, you know, we were all sort of adjusting to the mm-hmm. new way that things were, and also to me it's just like it's an interesting marker in my head of like when Tumblr started to become the Tumblr that Tumblr is now, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. Like, we talk about these eras of Tumblr, right? And like, it's like if I think of my own, and I'd be very, very curious what your personal eras of Tumblr are. I think my
Which
personal
I also
eras of,
love as an episode.
Era, Tumblr eras.
Tumblr eras.
Yes.
Tumblr eras tour.
Tumblr eras tour, Lauren and Cher version.
Yes.
Okay, we're doing that. So I won't go too deep into it, but it's like, there are distinct eras of Tumblr that we will talk about in a future episode because I love that idea. And I do think that like 2017, 2018 till now is, I think, like Tumblr at its most pure and distilled, and where like the Tumblr community and the Tumblr like platform are sort of like most like in harmony. And yeah. like, and it, like, frankly, the weak ones have left, you know, like
the people who only are left the strong on survived. Only the
strong survived.
And it's so, like, it's like Bane born in the darkness. Like, I was born on this dashboard. You simply logged onto it.
Exactly. And so for me, like, I think the digital horse kind of like marks the beginning of that era. And I'm just like very happy to be in the Tumblr that we're in now. I was going to ask you what your favorite Tumblr era is, but we will save that for an episode because I think that is a whole episode. Well,
no, I feel like, yeah, I'm like, now I'm thinking about my Tumblr years because they are absolutely so, so distinct.
Yes.
And I think I'm also kind of entering and have been like entering a new one now because I do feel like, yeah, like the I'm like definitely feeling the like community start to not like enlivening because it's always been like so alive and engaged and like fun and active. But I do notice like I have like a lot of friends who told me that they are like they're logging back into Tumblr after a while, like reactivating their accounts, like getting mm-hmm. back onto their dashboards. Mm-hmm. I think largely like after, you know, maybe like not using other socials as much or what have you. And so it's definitely been like I feel like we're also like we've been in this like really, yeah, like the like Tumblr, not like Tumblr fandom as in like fandoms on Tumblr, but like fandom of Tumblr era. Yeah. Yeah. And now I really do think like, I love how like the people who've been in this community for such a long time, for like 10 plus years, 15 plus years, when new people join, the community is so welcoming and like, mm-hmm, hey, mm-hmm. like, here's how things work. Like, how can we help you get up to speed? Like we saw that with Twexit, you know, when we had so many
users
coming and like everyone's like kind of welcoming them into the fold. Uh-huh. So yeah, I think I'm very excited to talk about Tumblr eras because I think, yeah, we're definitely like, I feel like there's something new afoot, perhaps a renaissance.
I think so. I think we may already be in our Tumblr renaissance.
I agree with you. Wow. All these sort of renaissance era and eras, we're referencing all the...
All the hits.
All the pop icons. And also, you know, speaking of Tumblr eras, what do you have from your archives to show us today?
So, great question. I forgot what I put in here because I put it in several days ago. Oh, yes. So I have a video that I reblogged in, 2015. So, I mean, 9 years ago at this point. And it's just like, I don't know, it just encapsulates 2015 to me. It is a video of President Barack Obama giving various speeches, but somebody has cut all of the words together so that he's essentially rapping the lyrics to Uptown Funk.
I remember this. So I didn't even need to put the sound on. I was like,
you
oh,
knew
I know
exactly what
but
it was.
This, I yeah. knew what it was, but I do kind of, oh, but I turned it on. It was my full volume in my ears, which I deserved for hitting play on that. But I am like, oh my God, what a classic. Like what a heritage post.
True heritage post. Just wanted something silly for April. How about you? What do you have from the archives?
My dashboard confession today is from the 2016 lizard election. It is the campaign poster that I made of MOP. A poster of Mop the Lizard, who is a lizard in a bucket hat.
It's very good.
Listeners. And it reads, Mop is me, I am Mop, Mop is we, and then it has three smiley faces on it.
It's excellent.
So just some of my art, and it has three notes, and two of the three are from my parents, and the third is from a Tumblr employee.
Incredible. Well, it's about to get a lot more, because we will reblog that to dashboarddiaries.tumblr.com.
Which I'm very, very proud of. And I honestly do wish that we still had that post type functionality within Tumblr. So
bring back, you know, maybe posers.
Yeah, my new platform is the ability to have a platform on your platform.
Yes, I support this.
Thank you very much. And with our last couple of minutes, because I know you wanted to dive into your feels corner. What has you in your feels this week, Lauren?
Well, first of all, I do want to mention, because it's been a while since we've mentioned this, because I keep forgetting about it. If you would like to share your feels with us, you can send us a voice memo of 45 seconds or less and email it to dashboarddiariespod@gmail.com. That email will be in the description, so please share your feels with us. Yeah, so very, very briefly, my feels is about, spoilers for 911, Evan Buckley being canonically bisexual. I watched, the show comes out Thursday nights. I usually watch Friday during lunch. And I was like literally at my computer, like hands on my face being like, is this happening? Like, is this actually happening? Because we've all thought that he's bisexual for a very long time. And I mean, you know, as a bisexual person, it's my prerogative that everybody is bisexual until proven otherwise. But I just like the way they did it was so perfect. Like Oliver Stark, the actor who plays Buck, clearly has so much care for the character and care for the storyline. And I woke up the next day and was like, did that actually happen? Like, is that real? And it is. And it did happen. And I'm just like, I'm very overwhelmed with emotions about it, especially since, and this is like, this is something that I'm just like, wow, April really is my month. I'm an Aries. My birthday is April 16th. The episode came out on April 4th. April 4th this year was also the 10-year anniversary of Captain America: The Winter Soldier, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, and the thing that like got me into like the obsessive Marvel fandom. And I just realized the other day, April 4th, 2013 was also the premiere of Hannibal. So it's like,
oh my God.
April 4th is just like my day for disaster bisexual men.
Like, oh my God. You need to like start taking the day off.
I know,
just to
it's
celebrate.
Like a holiday like, this for is, me yeah, now. The...
Also, I just love the idea of having like personal holidays. Like this day specifically is a day that I take off and I celebrate. No, like, yes, like of course birthdays, et cetera, but like no, April 4th.
But no, this is my day.
That's Lauren's day.
This
yes.
is my bisexual day.
I'm adding a reminder to my calendar. You're getting something for by... Lauren's bi visibility for Lauren's individual bi visibility day. only Lauren is visible.
What about you, Cher? What has you in your feels this week?
What has me in my feels this week? I have like the couple of things that have me in my feels. I'm like, I don't know how much I'm able to talk about them because they're not yet out.
Ooh.
But when this episode comes out, I think Dead Boy Detectives will be out already.
Ooh.
So what has me in my feels is Dead Boy Detectives, which comes out later this month. It is a spinoff of the Sandman series based on two of the characters from the Sandman, who are two, you know, dead boys, shocker, who become detectives, also shocker. So that comes out later this month. It's great. It's super bi. By the way,
hell
so
yeah.
I think you'll enjoy it. I've like, it's just so, it's, I would like, I think the other thing that kind of has me in our feels is just the fact that, I don't know, I feel like we spent so much time, you know, like in the fandom community writing fanfic and like hoping for characters to like, they're like for a character to be like queer or bi or like, you know, like, and it's so nice that it actually like canonically happens regularly now. And it, yeah, it's just very nice that it's like, it's no longer something that like, you feel like you're writing in your fic and like hoping you'll get a crumb of like something, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that in general has me in my feels and can't wait for everyone to see Dead Boy Detectives.
I know. I'm so excited. You were texting me about it as you were watching it. And you're so right. It sounds so up my alley. I'm very excited to talk to you about it.
I cannot wait. I can't wait for that episode. If we So yeah, that has me in my feels right now. And this has been great. My April feels. April Fools. Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey. And with that, I'm Cher McAnally, and you can find me at overshares.tumblr.com.
And I'm Lauren Shippen, and you can find me at thelaurenshippen.tumblr.com.
This has been Dashboard Diaries, and...
May your nons always be loving.
Your dash always refreshed.
Your gifts always be loading.
And your ships always canon.
May the fix you're reading always be finished.
And the answers you seek always in the reblogs.
Thanks for scrolling with us.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.